This is KUT. Little free libraries. You've probably seen one around town. They look like roomy birdhouses that people put on their lawns. But instead of birds, they house books. The whole motto underpinning them is this: take a book, return a book. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, some Austin residents say one man isn't playing by these rules.
Chapter 1. A book crook emerges. Jenny Hodgkin's case was the first one to come across my desk, or rather, my local next-door site. I headed to Hodgkin's house on Crestwood Road off Airport Boulevard. Hodgkin's opened the door before I could ring the bell. It's like she could sense I was there.
Hey, hi, I'm Jenny.
I'm Audrey. Nice to meet you.
Hey,
Hodgkin's and I, plus her two kids, head to the scene of the crime, the little free library on their front lawn. It looks like a small house for books, with tiny red shingles and two glass doors. But one day,
we come home and the doors are open. They don't even bother to close the doors, and it's just completely empty.
It's something that has happened to Hodgkin 6 times in the past few months and has been repeated all over Austin. Of the 4 residents I spoke with, each said they've heard from many others hit by this so-called book crook.
It seems that there's kind of a pattern of it happening during daylight and leaving the doors open. So my guess is one person, but we don't know.
Other residents think so too, but what can someone like Hodgkin's do?
Technically speaking, these are free books. Can you steal something that's free? I don't know, but it's certainly an abuse of trust, and it's certainly poor form.
Chapter 2. Is our book crook a crook at all?
Yeah, I wanted to chat about a complaint or a report from someone with one of those little free libraries, like a little library on a front lawn, and someone having taken all the books out of it.
Yes, ma'am.
I called up a real detective to give me the abridged version of this case. Detective Robert Burnham with the Austin Police Department says there is no case.
It's not a crime. You have a sign out there that says free books, and somebody's taking advantage of your kindness.
Burnham says he's gotten a few other calls from little free librarians that have been hit, but there's nothing to prosecute. The books are free.
I got a crook that found a loophole, and he's gonna keep taking advantage of it until those half-price books stop buying from him.
Chapter 3. Neighbors Fight Back. Over at Half Price Books on North Lamar, a manager tells me they're no longer buying books stamped with the little free library emblem. But how do you stop a free book crook? Here's Jenny Hodgkin's again.
Neighbors have suggested locking it, having a real camera, having a combination lock that we give to neighbors, all sorts of things. But in my mind, that's inconsistent with the idea of sharing and it being an open exchange for whoever happens to walk by.
Some residents are trying to get the word out, first by putting a face to the suspect. West Austin resident Michael L. Sass set up a home security system.
The camera used for hunting or wildlife, you stick it up on a tree, and anything that walks by it will automatically take a picture or take a video. And I just had one laying around, so I threw it up in the tree.
He caught the guy on tape. In the video, the man in question gets out of a silver pickup wearing white gloves. He has to hug the books. There are so many. He chucks them through the open passenger window and drives away.
He's allowed to take a book. The problem is he's just taking all the books.
A South Austin resident caught what appears to be the same guy on camera. She's drawn up wanted posters. Chapter 4. Timothy, the good guy book taker. Detective Burnham thinks soon the book crook will move on.
He's probably hitting 20, 30 bucks each time he does it. So once he finds out, hey, the gig's up, he'll move on to something else.
It might not be a crime in the eyes of the law, but many believe it's a moral infraction. After coming home to an empty library several times, Jenny Hodgkin's decided to try to appeal to the book crook's softer side. She taped a letter to the library
saying, this is for children, and when you take all the books, you're teaching the children that people and grown-ups especially can't be trusted, and that people don't appreciate nice, generous things, and to instead please help teach the children that people are good and kind-hearted. It didn't work.
The man book-mooched again. But Hodgkin's 9-year-old daughter, Ingrid, has a different take. The emptying of her little free library inspired her to write a piece of fiction.
It ended up being about a guy named Timothy that stole all the books and drove away in his truck to his apartment. And he created a cloning machine, and he cloned the books and sold them.
Take out the cloning technology, and it doesn't sound much different than our real-life guy. But as Ingrid explains, Timothy sends the book money to an orphanage, so orphans can buy books and enjoy reading like he does. According to this little librarian, you're then left with this question.
Is Timothy a good guy or a bad guy?
Chapter 5. We may never know. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.